Reading poetry allows me to escape the world and better understand it. Writing poetry allows me to escape myself while forcing me to fully examine my life.
My guest, Joseph Kirschbaum, lives in Bloomington. His most recent book, Dead Stars Have No Graves, was published by Pathwise Press in 2006. This fall, he will release his second spoken word CD, Our Voices Sound Like Silence. This is The Poet's Weave, and I am your host, Jenny Kander. We do need distance from which to observe and consider, don't we? By the way, Joe, you choose fascinating titles. What do you have for us today?
Losing Euster. This was to be our ritual of balance, when the earth awakens and night and day should weigh the same. Today has barely existed. Daylight cannot wake the sky blanketed with clouds. We should bless the seeds for this season yield, but the soil, usually thawed by now, is still a stone smothered in winter. In the dull hours of what should be the morning, we discover a severed rabbit's head on our doorstep. There are no bloody paw prints left in the snow. There is no blood at all. Unlike us, abundant with blood. Today we were to praise fertility and the arrival of spring. A frenzy of passion should be amassing in us like spawning fish. Our children should be peeking out from behind our eyes. But they are not. None of this has happened. The world is not rising from its long, cold dream. We sit inside, the frosted glass keeps us safe from the snow falling on this equinox that equals nothing. Our inner and outer realities were to stare at each other in awe as the rain poured down into the mouths of blossoms thawing under the dirt. There is no rain. There are no blossoms. This was to be the day when the earth mirrors our true selves. We fear it is. Burial at Sea. She asked me, before she lost her tongue, to bury her at sea. She knew this was reserved for sailors slain or lost on foreign shores, but she said that is what we are, regardless if neither of us have ever laid eyes on an ocean. It was hard to tell what were secrets rising to the surface like caskets in a flooded graveyard and what was drug-induced delirium, but I am certain she was sincere. Before her mouth became a broken window, she asked me to finish the endings that wash up on the same shore every morning. She made many requests when she was still able to speak. She said what I was not ready to hear. I could not listen enough. Neither of us are talking now. One of us is drowning. Her body is a loose bag of bones when I lift it from the bed. I carry her down the stairs, her arms sprawled in a dead man's float. When I lay her down on hard ground, she is a shattered raft. She slips under the surface. This is as close to the sea as we are going to get. I am beside her, both of us freezing, one heart slowing, the other racing. My hand on her chest, she fades as we disappear. She is not here to witness her passing. She does not feel this, I tell myself. I told her I could not harm her, so I will let the world find her throat. I will bury her under the sea, falling from the sky. Both of us lost. Under the rising drifts, we sink. I am drowning. Then I remember I can walk on water. Prisoner of War. A pin dropped is a warhead detonated. When the hardwood floor creaks, the earth cracks open. A cat paw placed too heavily is the boot heel of a Viet Cong footman. A quiet house amplifies a dripping faucet, and my father's distorted dreams turn it into a demon tapping on the window. My father leaps out of bed as if he has stepped on a landmine any time the slightest explosion is triggered by the house settling. He tells me that once you have slept in the rain with a cocked rifle in your hands, it's always there. And whenever you are startled awake, your finger twitches, pulling the trigger.
You've been listening to Joseph Kirschbaum reading his poems on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.